Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. The Bible talks a lot about wisdom. The Bible tells us about people who were very wise and always made good decisions. And the Bible tells us about people who weren't very wise and didn't make very good decisions. The Bible tells us about people like Solomon who really wanted wisdom and asked God for it. And because God for it, God made him wise, and Solomon made very good decisions for his country. And the Bible tells us that Solomon wanted wisdom and that we should want wisdom too. Now, wisdom means knowing what is true and what is right and then doing it. It's not enough just to know it, you have to do it too. So some of the things that you know and hopefully do that make you wise are checking both ways before you cross the street. That's very important, right? So first you have to look and then you can go. Wisdom means knowing not to touch the stove when it's hot because you know that it hurts. There are all kinds of things that we learn that help make us wise. And there are a lot of ways that we can gain wisdom. The first is by listening. So you listen to your parents and to your teachers, and they help you know what the right thing to do is. Sometimes it feels like your parents have a lot of rules, but most of those rules are to keep you safe. And so when you listen to your parents and teachers, you learn what the right thing to do is, and then hopefully you put that into practice. You do what is right. We can also gain wisdom by reading, especially by reading this book right here, by reading the Bible, we can gain wisdom. We can learn what God says the right thing to do is. And finally, in the book of James, James tells us how else we can get wisdom. He talks about wisdom from heaven, wisdom that comes from God. And he says that wisdom from heaven is peace-loving. That means that instead of fighting with one another, we work hard to get along. It's considerate. That means that we show respect and love to other people. It is merciful. That means that we are kind to others and we forgive others and show them grace. And James tells us that all we have to do to get that wisdom is to ask. Over and over again in the Bible, God tells us that all we have to do to gain wisdom is to ask him for it. So if you don't know what the right thing to do is, all you have to do is ask God, because God always knows what's right, and he'll show you the right thing to do. You can also ask your parents or your teachers, because God gave you those people to help you know what the right thing to do is. If we ask God for wisdom, he promises that he will give it to us. And then we also can ask God for courage to do the right thing, because sometimes people try to get us to do the wrong thing. And even though we know what the right thing to do is, it can be really hard to do it. But if we ask God for help, God will help us know what the right thing to do is, and he will help us do the right thing. And so this week, if you don't know what the right thing to do is, pray and ask God for help. He will help you know what's right, and he'll help you do it. So now we are going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for always being there for us. Give us wisdom. Help us to know what the right thing to do is. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.